Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Yud Gimel Amin Aleph. We're holding by the Gemara on the bottom of Yud Beis Amin Beis. So says the Gemara, that Bishlam Akulhu Eslu Mishim Tainuk. I understand on the Tainis Tzibur, when they're fasting for the drought, that they assert all these different things, Rechitza, Usichu, Tashu Shamita, because those things provide Tainuk, so they want to limit Tainuk. Fine, that makes sense. Of a malacha, tsaru. But malacha, why do they say that there's an iser malacha? Going to work is tsar. Going to work is in tainug. And if so, why do we have to stop doing malacha? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Yirmi Bar Abba, Amar Kra. We learn it from a pasuk. The pasuk says, Kachu tsayim kiru atzara isru zekenem. You should make it into a fast day. Kiru atzara, call it an atzara, which like atzeres, like shemini atzeres, like shavuos, and this was the kingdom, and have the kingdom gather on the fast day to discuss what went wrong, why it is that this whatever tsar happened, why it happened, what are we doing wrong, what do we need to fix? So we dash on this pasuk that the fast day is ke atzeres. It's like atzeres. Ma atzeres aser besias malacha, avtainis aser besias malacha. So that's the makar that the tainis is aser in malacha. Ask the Gemara, Ma atzeres mi'arta, avtainis nami mi'arta. Yamtif, you have to stop doing malacha already at night. So maybe the tainis is already aser to do malacha at night, and we're going to see later that it's not true. Tainis is only has an iser malacha in the day. So I'm Reb Zera said that Ladidimi Farshali Minader of Yirmi Baraba Amar Kra, the Pasuk says that no Isfu Zakanim. It also mentions in this Pasuk the gathering of the Zakanim. So it's Dumi Dasifa Zakanim, so we compare the Isra Malacha to the gathering of the Zakanim. Masifa Zakanim Biyoim Aftsaim Nami Biyoim. Just like they gathered in the morning of the fast, so too the Isra Malacha is only by the day and it's not at night. Ask the Gemara of Ima Mitiara. So if we're comparing it to the gathering of the Zakanim, who says that why should it be Aser Basis Malacha already from the morning, maybe only in the afternoon? Maybe the Zakanim only gathered in the afternoon. Says the Gemara, Rav Shisha, Breid Ravidi, Mesayeya Leil Ravuna. From here you have a right Ravuna, the Amar Mitzafra Kinofia. He says that no, that the Dafka gathered in the morning. So says the Gemara now, Hechi Avdi. What was the schedule? From the first half of the morning, for the first half of the day, the Zakanim would gather and they would discuss what's going wrong and what they could do, what tshuva they could do. Mikan ve'ilach, the rest of the day, so it was split in half. The second half of the day was split in half. Riva diyoima karina besifra devaftarta. A quarter of the day, I mean the first half of the second half of the day, they'd had kriyas atayra and they read for the aftayra. Mikan ve'ilach be'in and rachame. And then they davened. Shanemer, as the pasuk says, v'yakumu alamadam v'yikru b'sefer teres Hashem Elokeihem reviyas hayoyim v'reviyim isvadu mishtachem l'Hashem Elokeihem. So it says that they had kriyas atayra, and then for the next quarter, that's when they davened, like we just said. Ask the Gemara, so Eipachana. Okay, but maybe that was the first half of the day. Maybe the Kriyas HaTayra and the Davening, that was the first half of the day, and as the Canaan would gather in the second half of the day. Says the Gemara, Loisal Kudaitoch. No, it can't be. The Pasuk says, Ve'ilayi Asfu, Kochari Bedivri Alokei Yisrael, Amal Goyle, Vegoymer, Uksiv, Minchasarev, Kamti Mutanisi, Vevashakapa Yalashem. This is by Ezra. It says first that they gather together, and then after, in the second half of the day, by Zmana Mincha, that's when they got up and they daven. So you see that the davening is in the second half of the day, and the first half, that's when they gather together. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Amar Rav from Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chista, the kol shu misham evel, kuen tishuba va'avel. Anytime there's an iser rechitza, that the iser is because of avelos, like on tishubav, or an avel himself, so it's also bein b'cham and bein b'tzaynin. He can't wash himself both in hot or cold water. Kol shu misham tainug, but if the iser rechitza is only to limit tainug, kagon tainus tzibur, like when they're fasting for a lack of rain, so then b'cham in aser and b'tzaynin mutter. So then it's only an iser to use hot water, which provides tainug, but cold water is going to be mutter. The Bach points out, except for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, there's an Isra Rechitza Midaraisa. Even though it's Misham Tainug, then it's Aser in all water, even in cold water. But otherwise, any time that there's an Isra Rechitza for Tainug, so the Isra is only on hot water, but not cold water. Now, Amar Avidi Bar Avin Afanu Nami Tanina. I'll bring you a raya that when the Isra is Misham Tainug, so cold water is mutter. The Isra is only on hot water. What's the raya from our Mishnah? The Mishnah says, V'nayalin es amir chatzois, that during these fast days for the rain, they would close up the bathhouses. The bathhouses had hot water. So you see that what did they close up? Just the bathhouses, just the hot water, but cold water is mutter. Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, no, it's not a raya. Vibit tzonin aser, let's say tzonin is aser. Okay, so now, what do you want to do about it? You want to say that they would close up the rivers? That's ridiculous. You can't close up the rivers. It could be really cold water is also aser. There's just nothing to close up. So they would only close up the bathhouses. But really cold water might also be aser. It's no raya from here to Rav Chista. Says the Gemara, I'm Rav Shisha, Brid Rav Idi, and Abba Hachik Kashale. He defends his father. He says, I'll tell you what my father meant to bring a raya from our Mishnah from. The Mishnah, Michti, let's see. Tanan Aser Berachitza. The Mishnah already said that you're not allowed to bathe yourself. You can't wash yourself on these fast days. So Nailan Esar Mechatzai is Lamali. Why does the Mishnah then have to reiterate and say that we closed up the bathhouses? Obviously, you can't shower, so then the bathhouses won't be open. Allah Shramina Bechamin Aser Betzainin Mutter. It must be the Tana specifically mentioned the bathhouses to teach us that the whole Isra was dafka by hot water and not by cold water. Says the Gemara Lema Mesayele. Let's say we have a raya to Rav Chista, this time to the first klal, that any time there's an Isra Misham Evel, so then it's Aser even in cold water. The Braisa says like this. It says, Kol Chayav Tfilas Tavlan Kedarkam, Bein B'Tishba, Bein B'Yom HaKippur. Now the person has a Chiv Tfila, so we give them a special heter to go to the mikvah even on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Otherwise, you can't go to the mikvah. But someone has a Chiv Tfila, we give the special heter. Now be mine. What's the case? What type of water is in this mikvah? Ilim b'chamin, if it's hot water, can't be. Tfila b'chamin mi'iko, is there such a thing as a mikvah with hot water? Shuvin inu, if you have a hot water mikvah, it's going to be a problem of shuvin. The way Rashi learns is because you heat it up by putting it over the fire in a pot. So that's by definition, that's drawn water, that's possible for a mikvah. So obviously the mikvah water is cold. And yet what does the Braisa say? It is a special heter, v'chayavi tfila zin, and it's shechrin alay. Was a special heter for someone who has a chiyuv tefila. But otherwise, a standard person is not allowed to go into this water. It's cold. Alamai, you see from here that on Tisha B'Av you're not allowed to use cold water. Days that if there's an Isser Rechitza, Misham Evo, it's Aser even in cold water. Says the Gemara Amar of Chana Bar Katino, then no, it's not a raya. I can tell you it's hot water. We're talking about the hot springs of Tveria. That's hot water, and it's not shuvin, and therefore that's kosher for a mikvah. That's what we're talking about. But really, it's hot water, and that's why we needed a special heter for someone who has a chiyuv tefila. Someone who doesn't have a chiyuv tefila can't wash himself in hot water, but it could be cold water would be mutter, and not like Rav Chista. So there's no raya from here to Rav Chista. Ask the Gemara, if so, if that's the case, the name is Seifa. If you're allowed to use cold water, then the Seifa of the Braisa makes no sense. The Seifa says, Amar Rabbi Chaninos, Kana Kehanim, Kedayu Beis Elokeinu La'abid Lev Tfila Pamachas B'Shana. He says, no, there's no heter to go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av. Let's mourn for the Beis HaMikdash so we won't have Tfila for one day. It's Kedai to mourn over the Beis HaMikdash, not to have Tfila for one day. Now, Vi Amar B'Tzainin Mutter, now if there's no Isser whatsoever to wash yourself with cold water on Tisha B'Av, so Yerchatz B'Tzainin. So why can't a person just go to the mikvah in a cold water mikvah? Why do we have to be Mevatel Tfila one day of the year? There's no need for it. Just go to a cold water mikvah. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. I'm a papa, but asher do l'shchiach tzainin. Could be he's in a place where they don't have any cold water. So in the place where you don't have any cold water, all you have is hot water. On that, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kehanim was saying, better to not go to the mikvah, not like the Tanakama who gave the special heter. No, he held that we shouldn't give a heter, and it's going to be usher. The point is, though, is that there's no raya from here. There's no raya from here to Rav Chista that on Tisha B'Av you're not allowed to use cold water. It could be cold water as mutter. And the Braisa is discussing a hot water mikvah. So as the Gemara Tashema, now the Gemara is asking a kasha on Rav Chista. Rav Chista said that days that are aser, rechitza that's aser, mishum tainut. So you're allowed to wash yourself in cold water. So as the Gemara, I'll prove it to you that you're not allowed to use cold water. The Braisa says like this, kasha amru aser b'malacha, when it says that there's an Isra Malacha on the Tainas Sibur. The Isra is dafka by day, but at night, you're allowed to do Malacha, like we said before. When he said there's an Isra to wear shoes, the Isra is only when you're in the city. But if you're traveling on the roads, where you need the shoes for protection, so then it's going to be Mutter. Okay, so that's how's it going to play out. You'll be Yaitzil Derech and Nayo, when you go out on the road, so you'll be able to wear the shoes. But then, Nichnas Lir, as soon as you get into the city, Chayle to take the shoes off. And then says the Braisa, third din, Ukesha Amru Aser Berechitza, Loi Amru Alakol Gufoi, Avapanagada Veraglo Mutter. This Rechitza is only if you wash your whole body. But if you wash just parts, if you wash Panav, Yadav, Veraglov, so then that's going to be Mutter. V'chena Tamaitse Bimenudo Ba'avel. And the same halacha applies to a person who's in Cherem and in Avel. L'nyanenu, we're going to focus on this of an avil. That the same halacha applies to an avil that he has a heter to wash himself, panav yadav raglav. Now, my lava kulu. L'chayra, that din of, that it's also, that this halacha also applies to an avil, is going on all three dinim mentioned by the Braisa. So that means he's allowed to wash himself, panav yadav raglav. Ubamai, what type of water are we discussing? Ubamai askinan. Ilema b'chamin, if we're talking about hot water, it can't be. Panav yadav raglav misharu. You're going to tell me that they were matter an avil to wash his panav yadav raglav with hot water? No way. V'hamar of sheshes avil asur lahishad etzbai b'chamin. He's not allowed to dip a finger into hot water. Elav b'tzoinin. It must be we're discussing cold water. And on that, what did the Braisa say? That on the tainus sibur, there's no heter to wash yourself with cold water. Only panav yadav raglav. Not like Rav Chista said that any time that there's an isra mishum tainug, like on the tainus sibur, so you're allowed to use cold water. Presumably that means you're allowed to use cold water on your whole body. Here the Braisa says that you're not allowed to. It says only panav yadav raglav kasha on Rav Chista. Says the Gemara, lo'ilam b'chamin. I can tell you we're talking about hot water. And on hot water, that's when the Gemara, the Braisa was saying that even though there's an iser to use hot water, you could do panav yadav raglav. And that which you ask, so then how is it shaykh that this is a, that the same halacha applies to an avil? An avil is not even allowed to dip his finger into hot water. Says the Gemara, asharakai. That was going on the other two halachas. On this din of rechitza though, in a chanami, an avil does not have this heter. When the Braisa said that it's the same halacha by an avil, it was referring to the first two dinim about isra malacha and ilas asandal. Says the Gemara now Toshima, Kash on Rav Chista, this time on Rav Chista's first klal, that he said an avil is not allowed to wash himself with cold water. Ask the Gemara Toshima, I'll prove it to you that an avil is allowed to wash himself with cold water. Dam Rav Abba Bakai Mishum Rabbi Yaisi Akain, Maisu Maisu Banav Shal Rabbi Yaisi Ben Rabbi Chanina. There was a story where the children, the sons of Rabbi Yaisi Ben Rabbi Chanina were nifter, Urachat Betzainin Kol Shiva, and he washed himself with cold water. So you see, an avil is allowed to use cold water. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Hasamuz a special circumstance, kishatachafuhu aval of hava. It was because it was a double avelus. He had one son died, and then later, right afterwards, another son died. So the avelus doubled, then we give special aterim already. And we find this idea that we give special aterim to a double avel, the Tanya we learned in the Braisa, that tachafuhu aval of zacharzeh, a person's in this massive that he has double avelus, hich bitzara, if his hair is very long, so mekel bitar, you could lighten it, you could shorten it with a razor, umechabis ksusa b'mayim, even though normally he can't do laundry, we allow him to wash his clothing with water. And Amar Rav Chista, that the heter is exactly as it sounds, it's batar of aloy b'misparayim. When he cuts his hair, he has to use a razor, but not scissors. He has to use a shinoi. And similarly, when he does the laundry, b'mayim v'loy b'neser v'loy b'chol. He has to use water, he's not allowed to use these different types of detergents. But al-kapanim, you see that there's a special aterim for a person who's a double avil. So too, this, that it says, that that Rabbi Yaisi ben Rabbi Chanina, he washed himself with tzainin, it was because it was made Subanov. It was Lashon Rabbim. He was a double avil, and that's why we gave him special aterim. But otherwise, a person who's an avil is not allowed to wash himself with hot water, and not even with cold water, like Rav Chista said.